afternoon.
Afternoon.
We'll start in another minute. Hopefully somebody else will come.
Okay.
Gabriella
has joined.
Good afternoon, Gabriella.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Baruch Hashem, I'm well.
Great.
I hope you are. I hope you are also.
I am.
Baruch Hashem.
Yes, Baruch Hashem.
Hashem Yichud Kud Shabri Hu Ishkin Tevit Gilu Urchimu Ud Gilu Ud Gilu Urchimu Leachta Leshem Yud He Bavate Le Yehuda Shalim Beshem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La Sok Torah Mitzvah Zayehino Amadunay Eloheinu Aleina Mase Yadeno Kanane Aleina Mase Yadeno Kananehu. This afternoon, we will study the seventh Aliyah of Parashat Vayikra. It begins at Leviticus chapter 5, verse 11, and completes at verse 26. This is a total of 16 verses. The number 16 connects to the male letters of Hashem's name, the sharing letters, the Yud and the Vav. Verse 11. Wa'im lo tasig yado lishte torim o lishne vene yona wehevi yo et karbano asher hata asirit haifa so let lechata at Lo yasim alecha shemen velo yitain alecha levona ki chataat ki wehevia el hakohen wekamat hakohen mimena melo kum so Karata Wehitir Habisbecha Alishe Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohahe Dawanu Heyo Chatat Ki Wekifer Alav HaKohen Al Chatato Asher Chata Me'achat Me'ele Venislach Lo Haita LaKohen Kamincha Vaydaber Adonai Yo hey wahe adanu yo yo wahe dawanu hey yo el moshe le mor nefesh ki timol hamal vechat a bishgaga midakshe adonai yo hey wahe adanu yo Yo ahe da wanu heyo. Wehevi yo ed ashamo. La donai yo he wahe. Adanu yo. Yo ahe da wanu heyo. Ayil tamim min hatson. Ve erkecha kesef shekalim. Ve HaKodesh, Yerushalayim. V'yed Hamishito Yosef Alav V'natan Oto LaKohen V'HaKohen Yekaper Alav V'El HaAsham V'nislah Lo V'im Nefesh Yitecheta V'asta Achat mikol mitzvot Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yohewahedawanu Heyo Asher lo te'asena Velo yada we Hashem V'nasa avono V'hevi Ayil Tamim Min Hatzon Be'erkecha La'asham El HaKohen V'kifer Alav HaKohen Al Shigato Asher Shagag V'chulo Yada V'nislach Lo Asham hu Asham Asham Ladonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohewahe Dawanu Heyo Wadaber Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yo Aheda Wanu Heyo El Moshe Lemor Nefesh Ki Techeta Umaala Maal Badonai Yo Hewahe Adanu Yo Yo Aheda Wanu Heyo Wiki Hashba Amito Fikadon O Bichumet Yad O Bigazel O Asha En Amito O Matza Aveda Wiki Hesh Bavanishba Al Shaker, Al Achat Mikol Asher, Ya'aseh Ha'adam, Lachato Vahena, V'chaya Ki Yecheta, V'yashem V'cheshiv, Ed Hagzela, Asher Gazal, O Ed Haoshek Asher Ashak O Ed Hapikadon Asher Hapkadito O Ed Haaveda Asher Matza O Mikol Asher Yeshava Alav Sheker La Sheker Vishilam Oto Berosho Vahamishitav Yosef Alav La Asher Hu Lo Yitnenu Biom Ashmato V'erashamo Yavio Ladonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohaheda Wanu Heyo Ayil Tamim Min Hatzon Berkecha Le'asham El HaKohen Wikiper Alav HaKohen nu yo yo I da wa nu hey yo Wenisla lo al ahat mi kol asher yase la ashmava. That's the completion of the Hebrew reading. We will now turn our attention to the English translation. Verse 11 from chapter 5. But if he cannot afford two turtle doves or two young doves, then he shall bring as his sacrifice for his sin one-tenth of an ephah of fine flour for a sin offering. He shall not put oil over it, nor shall he place frankincense upon it, for it is a sin offering. He shall bring it to the Kohen, and the Kohen shall scoop out a fistful as its reminder, and cause it to smoke on the altar, upon the fires of the Lord, of Hashem. It is a sin offering. Thus the Kohen shall make atonement for his sin that he committed in any one of these, and he shall be forgiven, and it shall belong to the Kohen like the meal offering. And Hashem spoke to Moses, saying, if a person commits a betrayal and trespasses unintentionally against of the things sacred to Hashem, he shall bring as his guilt offering to Hashem an unblemished ram from the flock with a value of silver shekels in accordance with the shekel of the sanctuary for a guilt offering. And what he has trespassed against the holy thing he shall pay, and he shall add one-fifth of its value to it, and he shall give it to the Kohen. The Kohen shall then make atonement for him through the ram of the guilt offering, and he shall be forgiven. If a person sins and commits one of the mitzvot of the Hashem, which may not be committed, but he does not know, he is guilty, and he shall bear his transgression. He shall bring an unblemished ram from the flock with the value of for a guilt offering to the Kohen. The Kohen shall then make atonement for his unintentional sin, which he committed and did not know, and he shall be forgiven. It is a guilt offering. He has incurred guilt before Hashem. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, if a person sins, betraying Hashem by falsely denying to his fellow concerning a deposit or money given in hand, or an object taken by robbery, or he withheld funds from his fellow, or he found a lost article and he denied it and swore falsely regarding any one of all these cases whereby a man may sin. And it shall be when he has sinned and is guilty that he shall return the article which he had robbed, or the funds which he had withheld, or the item which he had deposited with him, or the article which he had found, or anything else regarding which he had sworn falsely. He shall pay it with its principal, adding its fifth to it. He shall give it to its rightful owner on the day his guilt. He shall then bring his guilt offering to Hashem, an unblemished ram from the flock with the value for a guilt offering to the Kohen. And the Kohen shall make atonement for him before Hashem, and he shall be forgiven for any one of all whereby one may commit incurring guilt through it. This is the completion of the Aliyah, the seventh Aliyah. Does anyone have any questions? We will now turn our attention to Shir HaShirim, which we know that by reading Shir HaShirim Friday afternoon.
Hannah.
Yes, Hannah.
I thought I was muted and I wasn't, so I muted myself. I do have a question. You paused when you got to verse 24 with Sheker. Well, it was actually La Sheker, which meant falsely. And I wondered if you paused on purpose because of that word, or you just was going to your next line, finding it on your computer.
Excuse me. The answer to your question is my computer had jumped.
Okay.
So I wasn't able to see the Lamed, and the pause was getting my computer back so I could read it properly.
Okay. I wondered, because it was the word false, if it was something that's done when the Torah is read. So thank you.
No, it's not done that way when the Torah is read, although I'm sure there was no mistake as to why the computer jumps, and you know, I have been guilty in falsehoods in my past. So it may be that I felt some aspect of guilt as to why I was hesitating or why the computer jumped. There's no coincidence, as we know.
Well, if we all heard it, I think we're all guilty. So I'm glad I asked the question. Thank you.
I'm glad you did too.
Thank you.
Shir HaShirim, we are in chapter 1, verse 1, and I just want to remind people why we read Shir HaShirim is because we are, the elevation of this song, the level of its consciousness, allows us to cleanse any negative actions we have done between last Shabbat and this Shabbat. It's well worth saying every Friday afternoon for that purpose alone. I don't translate it because the translation is really, I've never read a translation of Shir HaShirim that comes close to assessing what I've just said to you about being able to transform our negative actions to positive actions. And so I think it's really a disservice for this song to be translated except for a Kabbalist. And I've never read a translation from a Kabbalist. Chapter 1, verse 1. Shir HaShirim Asher LiShlomo. I'll give you a good example of that, of the issue of the translation that I'm talking about. I'm reading the translation on the Chabad website. The Song of Songs, which is Solomon's. Shir HaShirim translates as song, the song. There's no of there. It can be implied, and usually to make the English flow better, it says song of songs. But it's song, the songs. The word asher translates as which, but it's also a name. LiShlomo has the word, the lamed at the beginning of the word can be translated as to, and Shlomo is a name, but it's typically connecting to King Shlomo, but there's no Melech HaShalom, Melech Shlomo. So is it talking about the name, or is it talking about the energy of completion, which would be the letters Shin Lamed Mem, followed by the He at the end of the word? The He at the end of the word has an indication of translating, going in the direction of completion. So another translation, because there's nothing wrong with the Chabad translation. It's just, I don't think it's complete, and it doesn't really identify it, and it causes people to misunderstand. The translation that I think is more complete, song, the songs which go in the direction to completion. That's very different than what the Chabad translation is indicating. That's my opinion. Verse 2. Isha keni min shikot pihu ki tovim dodecha miyayin l'reach shemanecha tovim shemeturach shemecha alken alamot achevucha Mashkeni acharecha Narutza haviani Hamelech hadarav nagila Benishmecha bach naskira dodecha Miayin mesharim Ahevucha Shehora ani winawa benot Yerushalayim Gahale Kedar Kiriot Shlomo Al tiruni she'ani she'harchoret Shesh zafat mi Hashem shamesh b'nei imi mi charuvi Samuni notera et hachramim karmi sheli lo natarti Agida li she'ahava nafshi eka tire eka tarbit batzaharayim shalama echieb keotya aledre haverefa Im lo teidi lach Ayafa banashim tzeilach Ve'ikve hatzon uriet Geditayich amishkenot haroim Lesusati berishbe paro demitich rayati naule chayayich batorim tawarech bacharuzim tore zahav naaselach im nekudot hakasev ad shehamalech bimsibo nirdi neatan rechot
has joined.
Yonim. Pincha yafe dodia na'ima arsenu ra'anana korot betenu aratzim brechitenu berotim. Chapter 2. Ani habatzeled ha-sharon, shoshanat ha-amakim, ke-shoshanat ben ha-chokim, ben rayati ben ha-banot, ke-tapuach ba-atze ha-ya-ar, Ein dodi bein habani, betzilo tichimati, weyashavti ufir yomato lehiki, haeviani el beit hayayin, bediglo alai hahava, Sam kuni ba ashishot raptuni ba tapuchim ki cholat ahavani semolo tachat liroshi uiminu no techabekeni ashbati Etchem benot Yerushalayim Bitzvaot Obealot Asade Im Ta'iru Wim Teoriru Et Ha'ahava Achetet Pats Goldodi Hineze Bamidalek Al heharim mekapet al hagvaot domedodi litzvio liofer haayalim hine ze omed ahar katleindu bashkia min hachalonot Meitzit min hacharakim anadodi. We amar li kumilach rayati yafati ukila. Kihine chazkav avar hageshem halah halah lo anitzanim. Niru va'aretz et hazamir Igiya l'kwekol hator Nishma ba'artzeinu Ataina hanta Vageha v'hagvanim Semadar natnu reach umileach Rayati yafati ukilach Yonati bachagve hasela beseter Amadrega harini Et marayich hashmi ani Shu'alim, Shu'alim. Titanim mechabelim karamim ukrameinu samadar. Dodi li we ani lo haroe va shoshanim ad sheyafua ayom lenasu aslalim sov de melecha devi litzvi oli ofer hayalim al harevater. Chapter Al mishkavi balelot v'yikashti et she'ahava nafshi v'yikashtiv v'lo mitzativ aku. Aku mana v'yasobeva Lair bashvakim uvarhovot avaksha etche ahava nafshi bikashtiv willo mitzativ mitzauni hashmerim asovavim lair etche ahava nafshi re. Kimat she'avarti mehem ad she'matzati et she'ahava nafshi achaziv v'lo arpenu ad she'haveitiv el beit imi v'el cheder horati hishbati etchem benot Yerushalayim b'tzvaot o be'alot hasade im ta'iru im te'oru et ha'ahava ad she'tek patz mizod olam min hamidbar ketim rot ashan mekuteret mor uvona mikol avkat rokel hine mitato sheli shlomo shishim giborim savivla mi giborei Yisrael kulam achuze cherev milumde milchama ishar bo al rako mipachad balelot apiryon nasa lo hamelech shlomo meate halvanon amudava sakeset rifidato zahav mirkavo argamanto Ahava. Mi benot Yerushalayim tena. Urana benot Zion. Bamelech Shlomo Ba'atara She'itra lo imo Yom Chatunato Uvayom Simchat Libo. Chapter 4. Inach yafa rayati, inach yafa enayif yonim mi ba'ad, litzamate ksarech ka'eder ha'izim, shegal shume har gilad, shinayif ka'eder. Aksuvot she'alu min ha'arata she'kulam marimot v'shakula ein bachem k'chut ha'shani shiftotayit u'midbarech na'weh k'felah ha'rimon Rakatech mi ba'al l'tzamatech, k'migdal tzavid tzawarech, v'no l'talfi piyot elef hamage. Talu alav kol shilte hagiborim, shene shadai. Ishne Afarim Tome Tevia Aroim Bashoshanim Ad Sheyafua Ayom Benasu Atzlalim Elech Liel Har Chamor Wiel Givad Halbluna Gulach Yafa Rayati Umum Ein Bach Ati Milvanon Kala Iti Milvanon Tavoi Tashuri Merosh Amana Merosh Senir v'chermon mimonot arayot mehare nemerim libaltini achoti kala libaltini biachat me'enayich biachat anak Mitavronai Mayafu Dodai Ahoti Kala Matu Dodai Miain Werea Shemanai Mikol Bisamain No Fet Titovna Shiftotayich kala devash v'chalav tachat l'shonech v'reach shalmotayich k'reach levanon danaul achoti kala galnaul Mayan hatum shelachai pardes rimonim im porei begat. Kane Wikanamo. Am kolatse levo namor wa ahalodim korashe besamim mayan banim ba'er mayim ayim venozlim min levanon iruri tafon uvoi eman hafihi gani yizlu besamav yavo dodi ligano viokal pri magadav. Chapter 5. Bati legani ahoti kala ariti mori im bisami akalti ari im divshi jati tieni im halavi klurei shatu vishichru Ani ishena v'libi kol dodi dofek itchili achoti rayati yonati tamati sheroshi bimlatal kevutzotai resise laila Ashati et kutanti ekata elbashena rehati et raglai ekaka atant ben dodishala yado min hachor umeait hamu alav Kamti ani liftoa, ledodi viadai nat bumor, viets beotai mor, over al kapot hamanuol. Vatati ani ledodi vidodi hamak, Avar nafshi ata bedaburu bikashti hu willo mitati hu kirati vilo anani mitsauni hashmerim hasovivim ba'ir hikuni fe'au Nasu et redidi me alai shomre achomot ishbati etchem benod Yerushalayim im timsa'u et dodi ma tagidu lo shecholat Ahavani Madodech Madmidod Hayafa Hanashim Madodech Midod Shekaka Ishbatanu Doditza Eadom Gdagul Mervava Rosho b'ketem paz kevotzotav Tal talim shehorot Ta'orev enav Abo sem migdelot merkachim saftotav shoshanim notfot moro there yadav galile zahav mimulai batarshish me'avayashet shein me'ulefet sapirim shokav amudaye shesh me'yusadim alad nefaz marehu kalbano bahur ka'arazim ikomam takim bekulo mahamadim zedodi wazerei benod Yerushalayim. Chapter 6. Ana halakto de hayafa banashim manapana do de hun vakshenu o ima do di arad ligano la arugot habishem lirot baganim Lilkot Shoshanim Anil Dodi Widodili Aroe Bashoshanim Yafa At Rayati Tirta Nawa Kiru Yerushalayim Ayuma Kanid galot hasevi enayich minegdi shahem harhivuni tarech kaeder haizim shegalshu min hagilad. Shinai ka'eder Arachelim she'alu min harakta She'kulam mat'imot V'shakula ein bachem Kefelach harimon rakatech mi'ba'ad L'tamatech shishim heima V'lachorushmonim Pilagshim wa'alamot ayin D'mispar Ein mispar Achat hi onati Tamati achat hi le'ima barahi liolata rauta vanot vain ashrucha milachot ufilagshim lahaleluha mizod hanishkafa Kimo shakar yafa kalbana barakachama ayuma kanid la galot elginad agoz yarati lirot beibe hanachal lirot Hafarcha agefen heinetu rimonim lo yadati nafshi samadni markevot imidadiv. Chapter 7. Shuvi, shuvi, hashulamit, shuvi, shuvi, v'nechezebach, matechezu, bashulamit, simcholat ha-machanayim, mayafufe amayif, banalim bat nadiv, amuke rekayit kimo halai baase yede aman sharech agan hasahar al yetzar amazeg tisnech aremat chitim suga bashoshanim Shne shadaish kishne afarim ta'ame tzviya tzaware kemigdal hashen enayich berechot becheshbon al she'ar bat rambim apek kemigdal halvanon sofer Peneda masek Roshech alayich ka'karmel Badalad roshech Ta'ar gaman melech asur Barchatim Mayafit umana'amt Ahava Ta'anugim Zot komatech tam talech tamar V'shadayich le'ashkolot Amarti e'ele V'tamar achaza V'san sinav Vayuna shadayich keshkelot Hagefen v'reach apech tatapuchayim V'hikach v'yayin hatov holech v'dodi l'meisharim Dovev sifte yishanim Yeshenim, ani ledoti, we alayti shukato, lekol. Lecha dodi netze hasade nalina pach parim Nashkima lemakramim Nire Im parcha hagefen ita Az madar heinetu Arimonim shameten et dodailach Hadudaim natnu reach wial petachenu Komegadim hadashim tam yeshanim dodi afat Tehillah, chapter 8. Mi yiten haka'ach li yonek shedei mi emtza'acha v'chutze shacha gam lo yavuzu li en ha'avia. En hagcha aviacha el beiti mi tilamdeini ashkecha ma'ayin erechak me'asis raimoni shomolo tahad roshi wimino techabekeini Ashbati. Etchem benot Yerushalayim, matayiru umati oru, et ha'ahava ad shetekpat. Mizod olam min hamidbar, mitrapeket al doda, tachat hatapuach, orarticha, shamachi beladcha, imecha shamachi bela, yeladadcha. Shimeni kachotam alibecha kachotam al ziroecha ki azaka mavet ahava kasha ishokina reshafecha rishpeish Shal hevat bet chaya, mayim rabim lo yuchlu, lekabod et ha'ahava. Uncha ro lo yishtefu ha'im yiten ish et kol ha'on beito ba'ahava. Those yavuzu lo achot lanu ketana v'shadayim ein la manase la achotenu bayom sheptu barba. Im komahi nivne alecha, tirat kasev im delet ki natsur alecha luach bazrez. Ani komahe veshadai kamigdalot. As Haiti, Ve'enav kemotet shalom, Kerem haya lishlomo, Beva'al hamon natan el hakerem, La'notrim ish yavo, Be'fir yo, Elef kasef. Karmi sheli lefanai, ha'elef lecha shulomo, Umatayim Lenotrim et Paro Hayoshevet Beganim Haverim Makshivim Lekole Hashmini Berach Dodi Udme Lecha Litvio Leofer Ha'ayalim Al Hare Vasamim That's the completion of Shir HaShirim for this week's reading. Does anyone have any questions? Our next class is Motzi Shabbat. It will be a Zohar class commencing at 7 p.m. West Coast time. And then on Sunday, we have our morning prayer in combination with the, that starts at 7 a.m. And then we have the ritual associated with the from the Ari with the months based on the days of Nisim. And we have two classes during that Sunday. One is at 10:30, which will be continuing our preparation for Pesach. And then at 3 o'clock, we will continue our study of the Tehillim, the Psalms. I bid you all Shabbat Shalom, a beautiful Sabbath. Shalom Gadol to everyone. Shalom.
Okay, Shabbat Shalom. Thank you.
Shalom.
Thank you. Thank you.